As we have said many times, what divides the church today is those who affirm the authority of Scripture and those who assume that man's reason and man's experience is supreme to the Word of God. And so we take time each week and currently working our way through the Chicago Statement on Biblical Hermeneutics after working through the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy. Today we are on Article 19. We affirm that any pre-understanding which the interpreter brings to Scripture should be in harmony with scriptural teaching and subject to correction by it. Now, what this is saying is this. It's recognizing that every one of us has a belief system. Every one of us has a set of presuppositions, a set of what are called here pre-understandings, assumptions. Our experience we take into the Word of God. The warning is this. We must make certain that our preconceived notions, our preconceived beliefs, our ideas that we have in our mind are submitted to the authority of Scripture, and that we do not allow our preconceived beliefs that are not consistent with Scripture to become the grid by which we see Scripture. The question of understanding or preconceived beliefs is crucial. People today are quite confident that they know what a passage means before they come to it. They think they know. They think they understand based on a superficial reading of the Bible. They approach it with pride, arrogance, and confidence in their own understanding. The careful wording of this affirmation does not discuss the issue of whether we should approach Scripture from a particular understanding, but simply what kinds of pre-understanding beliefs are legitimate as we begin to tackle Scripture. The question is answered by affirming that only those pre-understandings, only those beliefs which are compatible with the reading or teaching found in Scripture are legitimate. In fact, all pre-understandings must be able to be corrected by Scripture itself. The point of this article is to avoid interpreting Scripture through a false grid. And so the denial is this. We deny that Scripture should be required to fit alien pre-understandings inconsistent with itself, such as naturalism, evolutionism, scientism, secular humanism, and relativism. It acknowledges that one's pre-understanding will affect our understanding of Scripture, understanding of a text. Hence, to avoid misinterpreting Scripture, we must be careful to examine our own beliefs, our own understandings in the light of Scripture. And so the Word of God says, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall observe it to the end. Give me understanding that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart." Lord, bless our understanding of your word, for your word is true. In Jesus' name we proclaim. Amen.